This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. The 16th Rozgar Mela was organized in line with the government's aspirations to achieve social development by providing employment to the youth. During the mega job fair, Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to the new recruits in various government departments and organizations. Addressing the new appointees via video conferencing, Mr. Modi congratulated them and said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government.
केंद्र सरकार में युवाओं को पक्की नौकरी देने का हमारा अभियान निरंतर जारी है और हमारी पहचान भी है बिना पर्ची बिना खर्ची। आज 51,000 से अधिक युवाओं को नियुक्ति पत्र दिए गए हैं। ऐसे रोजगार मेलों के माध्यम से अब तक लाखों नौजवानों को भारत सरकार में परमानेंट जॉब मिल चुकी है। अब ये नौजवान राष्ट्र निर्माण में बड़ी भूमिका निभा रहे हैं।
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another with a time gap of 1 second, and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has provisionally attached immovable properties worth 762.47 crore rupees in connection with its ongoing probe into real estate firm Pearls Agrotech Corporation Limited, PACL, and its directors and promoters. The properties are located across Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Maharashtra, and Australia. According to the ED, the PACL and its directors ran large-scale fraudulent collective investment schemes through which they collected and misappropriated nearly 48,000 crore rupees from unsuspecting investors. The ED investigation revealed that the funds fraudulently collected from lakhs of gullible investors were systematically diverted and layered through multiple transactions to conceal their illicit origins. These tainted funds were ultimately utilized to acquire 68 immovable properties having current market value of 762.47 crore rupees. Election Commission said it has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and 80.11% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms, EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated time of 25th July. EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on the 1st of August, electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with eligibility documents. In case any elector needs more time to submit the eligibility documents, they can submit them separately till the 30th of August. US President Donald Trump imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting on August 1. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on Truth Social. In his letter to the European Union, Trump said the US trade deficit was a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failed to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. In cricket, hosts England will resume their second innings play against India on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England were 2 for no loss at stumps on day 3 yesterday. They now hold a 2-run lead. Earlier, India were bundled out for 387 in their first innings, equaling England's first innings total of 387. For visitors, KL Rahul scored 100 while Rishabh Pant and Ravindra Jadeja contributed 74 and 72 runs respectively. And that is the end of this news bulletin.